And we're back. You're listening to a Shunpiker's Journal on the Michigan Business Network. I'm your host, Steve Purdy. And now we're going to talk to our friend Jonathan Klinger from Traverse City. He's the Vice President of Public Relations for the Hagerty Collector Car Insurance Company up there, the largest private employer in Traverse City and a really dynamic company. Jonathan, welcome to the program.
How are you doing, Steve? Thanks so much for having me.
I'm doing great, and I hear you're in the eye of another hurricane headed your way down on the South Carolina coast. So
that's right. Well, hopefully it doesn't come this direction, but we've got positive hopes for all the people down in Florida and, of course, elsewhere.
And, of course, Texas. So let's talk about Texas. We don't have a sense yet for how bad it's going to be. As we talked earlier before we went on the air here, that so many people haven't been able to get back to their homes yet. We don't know what the scope of the whole damage issue is going to be.
Yeah, we don't know exactly yet. It's going to be big. There's a lot of vehicles that are impacted, a lot of vehicles in general, beyond just collector vehicles, but there's just was so much flooding and flooding in areas that people didn't expect it. And it'll probably be another week before we can declare if the total result will exceed that of Hurricane Sandy from 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be close.
And I understand Sandy was the biggest historically, particularly for collector cars. It was
yes, historically for collector cars, Hurricane Sandy was the single largest event to date that negatively impacted the community that we all enjoy.
Right. And Hagerty, of course, was right in the middle of that, too. So,
absolutely.
And I guess Hagerty has probably the majority of the collector car insurance market in the country. So you're just the guy to talk to about this, I guess.
Yeah. Of course, we hate to see bad things happen to cars. And in the insurance side aside, it's just, right. You hate to see good collector cars potentially get lost. The insurance side, that's what our business is built for. We've increased the hours and the amount of people in our claims handling department, and they worked all through the holiday weekend. But the thing that you don't necessarily think about is the stories that come in, and they're anywhere from heart-wrenching to heroic to, most people are, as you can imagine, are emotionally drained. And you also have to remember, they're dealing with so many things beyond just their collector car.
Right.
We've seen photos. I saw a photo this morning of one particular collector car owner backed their modern vehicles. They left a couple of their modern vehicles in the driveway and put their collector cars up on jack stands as high as they could before they evacuated, hoping to eliminate or minimize the damage to the cars. But the photo I saw, this was a single-story ranch house. The water line was up to the rafters in the attic. And so, of course, and all you saw was just the roofs of the vehicles that were in the driveway and the water.
Sad.
And you can imagine those were crossovers or SUVs, so not low-profile vehicles. And it's just so sad to see.
Yeah, for people that love old cars, that's just, it'll bring tears to your eyes for sure.
Well, yes, and on top of that, the human impact. Throw the cars aside, it's just, my heavens, it's terrible what so many people are going through.
Yeah, well, kind of back to the cold numbers of the thing. It's typical for classic and collector cars to be insured based on an agreed value between the insurance company and the owner. So how does that work when a car is probably going to cost way more to restore than it's actually worth?
Well, exactly. When you're talking about your $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 vehicle, which is what, in terms of numbers, the vast majority of collector vehicles are, if it's been submerged in water up past its dashboard, it's likely going to be totaled just because it's going to cost more than what it's insured for to fix. What I always find heartwarming is in about 80% of the cases of major events like this, people choose to hold on to the salvage vehicle. So you have the option, if you have a vehicle and it's been totaled, so let's say this vehicle is worth $30,000 or it was insured for $30,000 and it's totaled, you can either take the total payout, which is what the vehicle is insured for, minus any deductible if you had one. And in our case, the majority of policies don't have deductibles.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they want to retain the vehicle, they will receive the check for the total payout minus the value of the salvage vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And so let's say the salvage is valued at $2,500, they'll get the check minus that $2,500, and they get to keep the car. Because a lot of people, regardless of what the car is worth, that car is something they're passionate about, or maybe it's been a family heirloom, or it was their first car, mm-hmm. or, you know, there's a sentimental attachment beyond what the monetary value of the car is.
Yeah.
There's also some people that, if you think of their situation, their homes are compromised, they've lost a lot of their personal effects, and in that case, it's, you know, this $30,000 vehicle, I hope to get back into the clutch car hobby at some point. I'll take the check, the car gets hauled away, and in many cases we hear stories that that's the first insurance payout they've received, and they just need money.
Uh-huh, right. Right, I suppose. Well, Jonathan, we're going to have to take a quick break here. Our guest is Jonathan Klinger. He's the Vice President of Public Relations at Hagerty. When we come back, we're going to dig a little deeper into some of the logistics around collector car insurance and how it's affected by a tragedy like this. So stay with us. We'll be right back here on the Michigan Business Network. Drive around.